Once I was listening to a preacher. He was preaching on this gospel. And he went like this. Well, Jesus came to this house. The house was packed. There was no space for these four men to carry this paralytic man. So what they did, they opened the roof. They put down the paralytic man. And then Jesus worked this big miracle. Everyone was so happy, clapping hands and joyful, enthusiastic. They left the house. He got up and walked out of the house. Everyone left. Jesus left and the disciples left too. Now the owner of the house is sitting and thinking, how will I close this roof? So my dear brothers and sisters, take your wallet out. Give to the church, because once you leave the church, how will I pay the electricity bill? How will I pay the church bills? That's one way of preaching this gospel. But again, I want to come back to the real meaning. I want to concentrate on these four men who bring this guy, the paralytic guy, to Jesus. These four men, seeing their faith, Jesus told this man, your sins are forgiven, now get up and walk. Having said that, let's go back to one beautiful thing, our baptism. And I have no offense if there is anyone who haven't yet been baptized. Not a problem. If you believe in Jesus, it's like you have been baptized. Baptism of desire. Baptism by desire. Now, sacraments is a beautiful thing. But the sacraments has got this special term called ex opere operato and ex opere operandis. Which means sacraments work in two ways. One is ex opere operato, which means what God does. And the other side of the sacraments is ex opere operandis, which means the way we respond. Now, when we are baptized, when we are confirmed, when we receive the Eucharist, when I am ordained, when you get married, when a person who is sick get anointed, the gift of God, the grace of God, the power of the Spirit is completely, totally given to that person, no question. Ex opere operato. What God is doing, He does perfectly. When a person is baptized, he baptized in the death and resurrection of Christ. He has received the Holy Spirit. He is anointed with the power of God. And he is clothed with the new life. And he is given the light to shine. And that is given completely and perfectly, no question. When a person receives Eucharist, God in true body and blood, in real presence, ghost comes into a person. When a person is ordained as a priest or a deacon, he is fully ordained into the likeness, into the same priesthood of Christ. In every sacrament, God does his part perfectly. Then this other side of the sacrament, that is ex opere operandis, we need to respond. Our God is a gentleman. He wouldn't come in. No. He is a God who is standing at the door knocking. Will you open it up? That is work of the sacraments. We all received sacraments. Maybe a few have been baptized. It's not a problem. We are all Christians in Christ. We all received baptism. We all received confirmation. We received the Eucharist. And if we are not effective in our life, if you don't feel that the grace of the sacraments is not working in our life, there is a problem. What is that problem would be? We haven't said yes to that grace. It's like I'm going into this confessional. And every time I'm going into confessional, God gives me $100. Oh, I must have gone to like maybe 200, 300 confessions so far. And I get this $100, but I am not aware of it. I keep getting this $100. I am not aware of it. I won't be able to buy any curries or macos or anything like that. I don't know. The same way, every time we come to the Eucharist, when we are baptized, when we are confirmed, we receive the fullness of grace without any question. But we have to say yes to that grace. We have to say yes to that grace. That's why ever since I became priest, when someone asked me to do a homily or a preaching, I used to pray like this: Holy Spirit, which is given me in baptism and confirmation, now I give you the permission to be released fully in me, that so that you may use me. We need to give permission to the Lord. Holy Spirit, which is given to me in confirmation and baptism, now in priesthood, I give you the permission to be released in my life, so that you may use me perfectly and completely. We need to say yes to the grace that is given in all the sacraments. And if we think that, why I've been to so many masses, I've been confirmed, I've been baptized, nothing changes, I'm the same person. Maybe we haven't thought about what we were given. Our baptismal grace. We are baptized in the death and resurrection of Christ. We have been given a new life and the dignity of Christ. And guess what? When we are anointed in baptism, this is the prayer. Now I anoint you as priest, prophet, and king, just as the same way Christ was anointed. What a call! Just as the same way. Not 50% less than Christ. Just as the same way we are anointed in our baptism as priest, prophet, and king. We have been given the light of Christ to carry around. We have been given a clothing of new life, the dignity of the children of God. And if we don't know that, and if we haven't said yes to the grace of that baptism, our faith is like a light that is kept under the bushel. It is burning. No one sees it burning. Neither we nor them. Take out! Let it shine! Shine forth! We know to be Christians built upon the rock, standing upon the mountain. My dear friends, as we approach Lent, our challenge is to be evangelions. The word evangelion is from a Greek background. Whenever the Romans go to war, they have a person, a messenger. His name is evangelion. The role of the evangelion is that as soon as they win the war, he has to run hard, as fast as possible, and tell the king, yes, we have won the victory. That is evangelion. And that is the same word, the Greek word behind good news, gospel, evangelion. We need to run hard and tell the good news of victory. Christ has won the victory. Evangelion. And that is why Paul said, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news, because they run fast. The fastness, the speed comes to their feet because the message they carry in their heart. Because of the message they carry in their heart, the speed comes to their feet. Who is in our heart? Have we given yes to the grace of baptism? Have you truly said the grace we received in confirmation? Now release and unleash in my life. Have we fully and concretely said to yes to the Christ we receive every day in Eucharist? Have we really take hold of the grace that we have been given in our marriage or in our priesthood? The four men really put their light out. They carried this guy, this paralytic person, and brought him to Jesus. Again, I repeat, we did not build upon any ideology or any concept, but rather we were built upon the preaching and the witnessing of 12 apostles. How much more important it is for us to be the messengers of our faith. One of my decisions for this year is to bring new people to the church. When I say new people, brand new people. Those who haven't heard about Jesus. And I will do anything for that. It is good to give to a crowd which has been fed and fed and fed. But we need new ones. New people to know about Jesus. Because this message is so precious. And what do I need to do? I should allow the graces that I have received in my sacraments. Release in me. I give you permission. Use me. My dear friends, there are three types of people in our church. Seekers. They come and seek. They see good music. And they're happy. The priests are good. And the community is good. There is cafe and things. Good. Seekers. And they become believers. Oh, this is good. And some people stop there, believers. Then some become disciples. They actually practice the word of God and pray hard. And then the fourth step, some become missionaries. And every one of us are missionaries, uncompromisingly missionary, joyfully charismatic. That is what we are. And we have to be like that. Because the grace that is given in our sacraments is so powerful. It can change the world. It can set the world on fire. Let us be uncompromisingly missionary. Because the message we carry is not for us. It's for the whole world. Please bring new people to the 7 p.m. Mass. We can't go to your workplace. We are not nurses and doctors. I am not a nurse or a doctor. I am not an accountant. I don't work in trade and building. I can't go into, but you guys are. You guys are builders, carpenters. You guys are nurses and doctors. You can walk into the places none of us can walk into. How do we get to them? You are our hands. You are the hands of Jesus. You are the feet of Jesus. Let us take the message of Christ to everyone. Bring new people to the faith. Let us share the joy. Our lamp should burn brightly on the mountaintop. Let us not keep it under the bushel. And in this Mass, let us ask for that courage. Jesus, as we receive you, we give you permission to work in us fully, to release your power in us fully. And let us be true missionaries of God's love and uncompromisingly missionaries of God's love.